Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. Hope you're all primed for a fantastic weekend. Whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, please stay safe and have a great time. And carry the G. Whatever you do, always carry the G. That's right. All quiet right now when it comes to the Packers. Any news? Obviously, a lot of people waiting for the Jordan Love extension news to drop. I suspect it's going to do so early next week. My friend Bill Schmid thinks otherwise. I had a really actually great time talking to Billy about the ins and outs and wherefore kind of will they, won't they kind of thing when it comes to the contract extension. Great conversation on this week's Care the G Radio. If you get a chance, please do check it out here on the channel or wherever you get your podcasts. That's right. Care the G Radio, the podcast, is now available wherever you get your podcasts. So make sure you check out that conversation. It was a lot of fun. Really good times. Speaking of really good times, you know what's really fun? You know what is always a great time? Is when you go see the Packers in person. That's right. You know, you need, what are those called? Tickets, if you're going to go see the Packers. And what you want to do is utilize Ticket King. That's right. Ticket King was based in Wisconsin since 1992. Located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida, they're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. They even have a drive-through window. If you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage, on our app, or indeed in the description of this video. Now, you know, sometimes you may be tempted to utilize Ticketmaster or StubHub or SeatGeek. Ladies and gentlemen, don't use any of these national companies. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Ticket King for all your Packers ticket needs. Do it, folks. The other thing you should do is get up here in the chat. Lots of folks firing away already. Ben, Brandy, Guitar Ted, what's up? My Father's Day gift arrived this week, a 50s throwback customized Packers jersey with my name on it and my high school football number, 70. So I am ready for the season. Dude, that is a dope present. Yeah, that was your Father's Day gift? Wow, you got some love coming to you, Guitar Ted. That is an awesome gift. Zach, what's up? Hello from Brooklyn. Hello from Astoria. Hope you're doing well on the other end of the island. Good to see you chiming in. Thanks so much, man. What else we got? Dennis is here. Of course, Dennis is here. And Jim is here. What's up, Jim? Dale Norton, good afternoon from New Mexico. Good afternoon from New York City. Dale, you're always intriguing as far as where you might be in this world. Most of the time you're in London, but sometimes you're in Door County. And now you're in New Mexico. You never really know. Could be anywhere. Mateus Lee, thanks for checking out the stream, man. If I was Russ Ball, and I'm sure everyone is glad I'm not, I'd get Jordan Love locked down for 6 years at $60 million a season, front load it this season and next, get ahead of the big deals. Who's to say that's not what he's trying to do? Every chance that is the conversation that's being had. As I discussed with Billy today, I think people should be ready for Jordan's deal to reset the market at quarterback. That's my expectation. Now, maybe they hit that, maybe they don't, but I'm not going to be surprised if it does. And we all know once you become like, you know, quote, the highest paid player or whatever, that lasts for like 5 minutes and then someone else is. So I keep saying it, and I've said it all summer. There's going to be some sticker shock. To me, the most important thing, as I've said many times, is what are the cap hits, specifically those first couple years. But throughout the length of the deal, what are the cap hits? Where do they fall? What percentage of the cap are they taking up? Things of that nature. Got a couple super chats up in here. What's up, Ed? Thanks so much. Good luck to your guys on Sunday. I have a very good friend over there, and she says the atmosphere has been reminiscent of when they hosted the World Cup. Man, look, Sunday is going to be amazing. I am going to be out at the beer garden here in Astoria watching it. It's where I really try to go for all the big tournaments. The vibe there is always awesome. It's going to be a good day regardless. I'm going in with limited expectations. I fully expect it to go to penalties and for England to lose. That's my expectation. Anything outside of that, that's just gravy. So it's been an amazing run. even though their play has been substandard for at least early on much of the tournament. But man, they've found a way, and now they're in the final. That's all that matters. Just give me a chance. Mimsy, thanks for the super chat. Every day without a Jordan Love extension, we stray further from God. All right, Mimsy, that feels extreme, but I understand it. I get it. You want to live in a world where Jordan Love is locked in and for sure your quarterback for the foreseeable future. That is understandable. I'm not sure I would have phrased it exactly the same way. It's 2 days in a row with some interesting phrasing up in here, but I understand where you're coming from. Godsmack, thanks for the super chat. Appreciate you, man. Hey, Nags, I'm finally coming out of hibernation. I have a serious question for you, though. How do I get that first game on Peacock? Can I get it on a Roku or Fire Stick? I just suck with technology. I believe you can get it on either of those services as long as you subscribe to Peacock. I believe on Fire Stick, you would probably need, or on both of those, actually, I think you would need to download the app, but I'm not entirely sure how both of those services work. But yes, you'll have to subscribe to Peacock regardless. And then what you should be able to do is download an app that gets you Peacock on your device. I'm sure people in the comment section will be able to help as well. Lambo Leo, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. I worry more about what's for dinner than I do Love's contract discussions. They will get it done, and I trust it will be fair to both parties. I'm with you for the most part. Obviously, I'm in a bit of a different situation since everyone asks me about it all the time every day. So I'd like it to get done just so we can move on to other conversations. But I understand there's a lot of interest. I do understand thinking the way you do here, Leo, and I'm mostly of that mind. Like, I know I feel very confident that they're going to get it done. But I know until, you know, it's announced and it's out there in the world that people, fans, will have some anxiety about it. It's understandable. I understand why fans think that way and are that way, right? Fan, short for fanatic. Carter. Last August, we had people shouting for Clifford to start. This summer, oh my God, extend Jordan Love now. Carter, I suspect there's not a lot of overlap in those two groups. And look, the people who were quote-unquote shouting for, you know, Carter to start, or Clifford to start, does anyone really take them seriously? I mean, really. I mean, I wasn't. I'm sure you weren't either. So, but yes, you're right. Those were certainly sentiments that were being expressed in certain parts of Packers fandom. They definitely existed. Whoa. A better placed a 17 grand three-leg parlay with DraftKings at 55-1 odds. The three-leg parlay will pay $987,168. That's a lot of money. We'll see if it works. Brett, over or under 10.5 Kroll's Butterburgers during camp for you? Oh, sir, take the over. Are you kidding me? I mean, how many practices am I in town for? Let's ask ourselves that first, shall we? I'll be at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then family night, 7, 8, 9 practices. So that's 9 Butterburgers right there. That's just practice days, you know? And then there's, forget about the off days. I might go twice. I would definitely take the over on that. Have you scheduled an interview with Bo Melton after he named his son Kylo? Michael, I have not. Congratulations to Bo on the birth of his child. I did see that it was named, or the son, he was named Kylo, and that's a dope name. I don't know if that's, you know, derived from being a Star Wars fan, but there's a pretty famous Kylo in Star Wars, so congratulations. Brandy, excellent question. Nags, is there a week one watch party since you will be in Brazil? TBD. I suspect yes. There's a chance Corey might not go to Brazil. We're still waiting to find out. So he may do it either on his own or with someone else. Or if he does go to Brazil, we may have some, you know, substitutes, so to speak, for week one. But I suspect we will have a watch party regardless. But stay tuned to be sure. Oh, M's up in here in the chat talking smack. Let's go, Nags. Spain will roll over England. You better temper your expectations. All right. You're probably correct, but just let me have some hope. And like, look, man, they're playing with house money. Given how poor they were looking early on in the tournament, the fact that they're in the final, love it. Absolutely love it. Godsmack, what's going on, man? Thanks again. I get it's the offseason and I'm bored, but the film on Dontavian Wicks is legit. Wicked Wicks is going to ball out this year. Oh, Wicked Wicks. Look at you. I think that's a t-shirt. I absolutely love Wicked Wicks. That's nice. And yes, you're absolutely correct. He is 1,000% legit. Corey and I talked a little bit about this on Packer Transplants. I think because of somebody asked in the Super Chats about, you know, which receivers will lead in certain categories. And I said, I think Wicks has got a chance to really surprise people in a number of different areas. But it's all about opportunities, right? And how often he can get on the field and how often Jordan looks his way. And more than anything, how often is he the number one in the progression? I think we're a ways away from, you know, Wicks being the guy that Matt LaFleur is calling the play for on a consistent basis. Not that he won't, but like consistently, I think you'll probably get more Watson, Reed, the tight ends, etc., before you get Wicks, at least early in the season. Brandy, Wicked Wicks of Kroll's West. I like it. I like it. Sneak some Carry the G to Brazil. Oh, RDC, I wish. I wish. I'm not gonna press our luck in that regard, though. Am I attending any away games besides week one? Not at the moment. Other than Brazil, I'll be in town for both the 49ers game and the Thanksgiving night game against the Dolphins. Though I won't be in attendance at the games, I will be doing watch parties with Corey, but I will be in Green Bay. So I'm definitely going to be hitting up lot one for both those games. It's going to be a lot of fun. What's the over-under on Preston Smith pass breakups? Zach, the bad man can't hurt you anymore. The bad men, really, because he dropped into coverage under both Joe Barry and Mike Pettin, but he won't be doing so under Jeff Hafley. So I'll take it. I'll put it at zero. Nags, what a great month. Both our birthdays in their month, as well as Brandy. It's like a diehard birthday month with camp too close. Pogs, happy birthday, brother. Hope you have a great one. And yeah, man, it is funny because my kids keep asking what I want for my birthday. And I'm just like, for it not to be a million degrees in New York City, it's supposed to be like, you know, 96 next week. I'm just, no thanks. No thanks. What else we got here, folks? Over, under two sunburns this training camp next. I'm usually pretty good, although the heat did get me last year for a stretch. But usually I'm smart about it. I don't get too bad. Matt Mamba's here. What's up, Matt? Should the Packers extend Michael Pratt this year to get ahead of the market? We're taking your calls. I mean, that's where we're at, right? That's the part of the offseason. Hey, salut. Salut to y'all. Carry the G. Carry the G if you get a chance. There you go. There you go. You know, since we're sitting here drinking some beer, why don't you take a listen to this?
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold. Land of the green and gold.
I can't get enough of that. I think I need that. I need to make that my ringtone. Absolutely adore that song. Jason just knocked it out of the park. And if you are on watch parties, you know, we play it every week, hoping to utilize it a lot more this season. Jason's amazing, a really talented musician. Check out his stuff. We've got it linked in the description of the video here on YouTube. Shout out Jason. That is just awesome, awesome stuff. And shout out Cody. I just love the animations. Amazing there on that video. Tons of fun. Carry the G jingle coming to cell phones. That's the idea. That is the idea. What else we got here, folks? I'll go back to the top. I was late yesterday. I had to run from some high life. Scotty P, it's just good that you're here now. That's the most important part. Brandy says, Brandy's touching on the discussion that Billy and I were having regarding lots of fans being disgruntled about all the different streaming services they now have to partake in because of the NFL. And Brandy says, Nags, it's not the money for all these subscriptions to watch the Packers. It is the passwords I now have to remember. Account hacks and latency. Well, latency is legit. That's a real thing because especially in a world where, okay, you want us to be online to stream this stuff. You know, most people who are streaming are on social media and the people covering the games are on social media. So inevitably, if I'm watching on streaming and say Ryan Wood tweets out, oh, Jordan Love, incomplete pass. I see that because he's at the game and he tweets it out and I get that tweet prior to seeing it on my stream. That's annoying. That is insanely annoying. Now, I'm lucky because I get the feed from Green Bay because of Corey Banky and his genius. So I am blessed in that regard. But for, you know, someone who is watching on, say, Amazon or Peacock or whatever, the stream you see is well after the live action. And in the world of social media, that truly sucks. So maybe someday the NFL will wise up and hire LiveX Production to fix a lot of their latency issues. But until then, that's the world we live in. You got to deal with it. What are you going to do, you know? Oh, here we go. John Sabatovich talking some smack. Saka going to get his redemption for England. Oh, look at you talking positive. I like it. I love it. Janet. Janet on Facebook says, it's the money, too. I mean, it's not inconsiderate. That's inconsiderable. I agree. It's annoying as all hell. I hear Wayne and Larry make the call and then see the play 5 minutes later. Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Trying to sync it to the radio call like back in the day. Really, really tough to do. That's a lot harder these days than it was when we were growing up. That's for damn sure. Dan, thanks for the super chat. Appreciate you, man. When will Care of the G be available in the Milwaukee area? Random Packer, Tom Moore. Oh, Tom Moore, good one. In Milwaukee, it should be on shelves in a little over 3 weeks. 3 weeks, somewhere around there. I don't have an exact date yet, but it is coming soon. It will be available much earlier this year than it was last year. It should be available in Milwaukee by the right around the first preseason game. So be on the lookout for it, Dan. It is coming. It is on its way. Cannot wait. Joe says, yeah, I have YouTube TV and the delay is at least 20 seconds. You are not incorrect. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Hope you all have a great weekend. If any news breaks on the Jordan Love contract front, I will go live over the weekend if that's when it occurs. Otherwise, as I suspect, we'll be back here on Monday, hopefully with either news or imminent news Monday or Tuesday. Get it out of the way. Rookies report Wednesday and we're off and running. It's going to be a lot of fun. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much, everybody. Please hit like, hit subscribe. Have a great weekend. Go Pack, go.